Hi folks, I'm Boris Johnson, I'm Mayor of London, and I'm very sorry I can't be with you today for Student Pride Day, and I'm obviously delighted that we're hosting it here in London for the first time.
Hi everyone, I hope you're ready for today. It's going to be very exciting. I'm James Barr from Chart Show TV. There's a great lineup here. We've got Evan Davis doing the trans chat with Paris Lees and Fox and Lewis from My Transsexual Summer. That's later. There's the Warwick Rowers on stage today as well. I know a lot of people will be very excited about that. I am. And at four, the Great Student Bake Off with John Waite and Zoe Lyons. But we're going to kick off today with the team that have made it happen. Please welcome your President Tom, Vice President Dan, and Chair Matthew, plus the rest of the team.
Student Pride was started as a simple idea just 9 years ago. We were formed in response to an extremist group seeking to impose their bigoted beliefs at Oxford Brookes. Their belief was that anyone that is lesbian, gay, bisexual or transgender was born immoral and deficient. From that day in Oxford 9 years ago, we've held events in Manchester, Brighton and Oxford, where we've been joined by thousands and thousands of students.
I congratulate the organisers, because what you're doing is sending out a very strong signal around the world that London is not just the best place for finance, the artistic, the cultural capital of the world, but a safe and welcoming place for everybody who wants to live here, to invest here, and above all, to be a student in the university capital of the world. Thanks very much to all the organisers of Student Pride. Have a great day.
Welcome to the National Student Pride Podcast, produced by Smoke Radio.
Welcome to a special one-off show as we build up to National Student Pride with me, Harry. Do you know what National Student Pride is? Well, we sent out Charlie to see if these students knew.
I think it's when you have, like, pride in your school.
Unless it's a campaign or something, then student pride is if you're proud to be a student.
I guess coming together with the, like, LGBT community amongst students, like, kind of raising awareness of, like, issues that they have.
I think it's being, like, dedicated to your course and what you're studying in uni.
An amazing festival, fun event in London.
Student Pride is in fact a celebration of all LGBTI students in the country. It's a safe space for everyone, whether you're lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender or intersex, or even straight. You're welcome to come along and support others. I'm a member of the LGBTI Society at this year's host, the University of Westminster, so I'll be piecing together the next hour of interviews, music and the best bits from Student Pride 2014, preparing you guys for this year's event on the 28th. All music across the next hour is going to be from some of the most influential people from the LGBTI community. Let's start with this one by Diana Ross.
We'll be right back. National Student Pride returns to London.
With a hashtag Vote Pride political debate chaired by Evan Davis ahead of the general election.
It has been a very important couple of years for the T in LGBT.
Oscar-winning Milk screenwriter Justin Lance Black speaking on the Attitude film and TV discussion.
Please welcome Attitude's editor and chair of the Student Pride panel. It's Matthew Todd and the rest of the team.
And Gaydio get you on air with the Student Pride voice.
All hosted by trans activist Paris Lees and wrapped up with a raucous night out at the GAY Mean Girls Prom.
Tickets and info at studentpride.co.uk and listen to all the coverage on the 28th of February on smokeradio.co.uk.
This is a National Student Pride podcast produced by Smoke Radio.
First you loved me and I let you in, made me feel like I was born again. You empowered me, you made me strong, built me up and I could do no wrong. I let down my guard, I fell into your arms, forgot who I was, I didn't hear the alarms. Now I'm down on my knees, alone in the dark. I was blind to your game, you fired a shot in my heart. Oh, took me to heaven, let me fall down. Now that it's over, I'm gonna carry on. Lifted me up and watched me stumble. After the heartache, I'm gonna carry on.
With Living for Love, and you're listening to the National Student Pride podcast produced by Smoke Radio. This year, Smoke will be streaming the whole Student Pride event live at smokeradio.co.uk. Now, you've heard how Student Pride started off last year. We've also made a handy Best Bits package to help you get excited for this year's Day Festival.
Celebrating its 10th birthday, the annual Student Pride comes to your campus. From Aberdeen to Falmouth, Marylebone Campus is hosting students across the nation, celebrating all things lesbian, gay, bisexual and trans. Hear it all here on Smoke Radio.
At Marylebone Campus, we can't say that enough because that's where we want you to be, that's where the party's at.
It is where the party's at, we're all partying and...
It's a good atmosphere, it's a good atmosphere. We're sort of in this giant warehouse type, it looks very grungy.
If you can't get down, which I would be crying if I were you if you can't get down here, but if you can't, we've got the live blog where there's going to be pictures and tweets and vines and loads of things going on at smokeradio.co.uk. You can watch it all on the Student Pride website, which is studentpride.co.uk/live.
There's a great lineup here. We've got Evan Davis doing the trans chat with Paris Lees and Fox and Lewis from My Transsexual Summer. That's later. There's the Warwick Rowers on stage today as well. I know a lot of people will be very excited about that. I am. And at 4, the Great Student Bake Off with John Waite and Zoe Lyon.
Time for tea
with Evan Davis, Paris Lees, Ruben and Fox.
Some of us think it has been a very important couple of years for the T in LGBT. Something has happened, and I think quite a lot of what happened is Paris sitting next to me.
I was facing abuse in the street. I felt really isolated at university. I faced family rejection. And actually having the state saying, actually, who you are is okay, really actually meant something to me, as pathetic as that sounds.
What are the boys doing at the moment?
I don't know. They seem to be holding these transfer tattoos that have been handed out. I think they're going to go put them on.
Ben, what does yours say?
I believe, if I can read backwards, mine says tasty and yummy.
It's a bit of a compliment for you.
A bit of an overstatement.
Michael, what tattoo are you getting?
Mine says trophy boy. I don't really know what that means, but...
So I'm here with John Amici. As you're a sports star, or a retired sports star yourself, do you think that the progression in LGBT people in sports is getting better?
There are some notable examples that people can talk about, you know, from Hitzelberger to Daly. There are people who've come out, but that's not the same as two dots doesn't make a trend.
So we're looking at the cake now. It's not looking very attractive, is it?
It looks like something my cat might have dragged in.
Student Pride in a pudding, that's what it says. We're going to call it the put that in your pipe and smoke it Putin pudding. It's a stand-up against Russian anti-gay propaganda laws at the moment. It says so much.
You want the green pepper team to win. Please put up your green peppers now. Two people. Three.
We're not putting those peppers up.
Four votes for green peppers. Five, six votes.
No, I'm tomato.
Actually,
no, I'm not.
Tomato. I think tomato wins. Congratulations, Zoe's team. What an amazing
tomatoes!
Cake. How would you describe your
tomato
cake?
Tomato of one.
Harry Bell being thrown into the crowd.
They're loving it.
You're listening to a special Smoke Radio podcast looking at the best bits of Student Pride. We're joined by the president of the LGBT Society, Bridget Nakomo. Why was Student Pride so important for the students here at Westminster?
Because it shows that Westminster is capable of holding a safe space for LGBT students. We can use Student Pride to kind of carry on our aim, which is for University of Westminster to be a constant safe space for LGBT students, not just on one weekend, but every single day in classes. And Student Pride is just a way for us to begin that.
When I was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay, cause I could draw. My uncle was, and I kept my room straight. I told my mom, tears rushing down my face. She's like, Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K. Trippin'. Yeah, I guess she had a point, didn't she? Bunch of stereotypes all in my head. I remember doing the math, like, yeah, I'm good at Little League. A preconceived idea of what it all meant. But those that like the same sex have the characteristics. The right-wing conservatives think it's a decision. And you can be cured with some treatment and religion. Man-made rewiring of a predisposition, playing God. Oh nah, here we go. America the brave still fears what we don't know. God loves all his children. It's somehow forgotten, but we paraphrase a book written 3,500 years ago.
Bye-bye,
I don't know.
Bye-bye.
And I can't change. Even if I tried, even if I wanted to. And I can't change. Even if I.
gay, I would think hip-hop hates me. Have you read the YouTube comments lately? Man, that's gay, gets dropped on the daily. We become so numb to what we're saying. A culture founded from oppression. Yeah, we don't have acceptance for them. Call each other behind the keys of a message board. A word rooted in hate, yet our genre still ignores it. Gay is synonymous with the lesser. It's the same hate that's caused wars from religion. Gender to skin color, the complexion of your pigment. The same fight that led people to walkouts and sit-ins. It's human rights for everybody, there is no difference. Live on and be yourself. When I was at church, they taught me something else. If you preach hate at the service, those words aren't anointed. That holy water that you soak in has been poisoned. When everyone else is more comfortable remaining voiceless rather than fighting for humans that have had their rights stolen. I might not be the same, but that's not important. No freedom till we're equal. Damn right I support it. Don't press pause. Progress march on. With the veil over our eyes, we turn our back on the cause. Till the day that my uncles can be united by law. When kids aren't walking around the hallway plagued by pain in their heart. A world so hateful some would rather die than be who they are. And a certificate on paper isn't gonna solve it all, but it's a damn good place to start. No law is gonna change us. We have to change us. Whatever God you believe in, we come from the same one. Strip away the fear, underneath it's all the same love. About time that we raised up.
Of Macklemore and Ryan Lewis with Same Love there, and before that you heard all the highlights from last year's event. As well as the day festival, Student Pride has a lot to offer. On the Saturday evening we'll be having an evening event called Queer as Film, but what exactly is that? We've caught up with the organisers to find out more.
So Queer as Film was started as a kind of a direct result of Craig and I going to quite a lot of short film showcases, and we were quite bored by them. The format never did anything for us, and at times there were these showcases in sort of crappy rooms above pubs, and they were charging £8 to get in, and we weren't getting bang for our buck, and after a while we would dread actually going to them. So we thought we can do better than this, so we did. So we set up Queer as Film, which it kind of has a like a comedy club environment where we show short films. We have a stand-up comedian host tonight, so he'll come out and do some, you know, he'll do a set, then he'll introduce the films one by one, and then between each film, we have Q&As with the filmmakers, and the audience, the emphasis is really on the audience to ask the questions, and it's not just the standard boring questions, we want them to ask the questions that
we were thinking about asking when we were at these vacuous Q&A sessions.
Yeah. So, you know, the sort of questions that, you know, they might get a little bit annoyed at. The questions that, you know, you're a bit scared to ask.
I mean, we show films from all over, you know, we've had films where people have been about 50 years old coming to the events and doing Q&As, and we've had students as well. I think it's very important to promote student pride. Wouldn't you agree, Rob?
Yeah, I mean, and what's great about Student Pride and generally the sort of the UK student body is that as we're moving into, you know, these modern times in 2015, people are coming out younger and younger, and they're not just coming out as gay and lesbian. They're coming out as bi, they're coming out as gender neutral, they're coming out as trans. And we kind of reflect that as well. It's kind of like we both meet in this in the middle and both kind of have the same ideas about what should have a spotlight put on it.
It's not just about sexuality, it's more about gender as well these days. So yeah. It's more about gender identity, sexual identity, and how the two kind of entwine.
Yeah, definitely being comfortable with yourself. And if they can watch a documentary where you've got a 50-year-old coming out as gay or a 50-year-old coming out as trans, then they're really going to take something away from that. So Crossform's doing an event as part of Student Pride. It's on the 28th of February. It's at Heaven Nightclub in the Departure Lounge.
Yes, it is. We're showing about 7 short films. Most of the filmmakers will be there answering questions.
One of them can't come because she is
pregnant.
Pregnant as the day is long.
Yeah, so her and her girlfriend are waiting for it to drop out, whatever it does. So we've got a good mix of films.
We've embraced the whole breadth of LGBTQ+. What's great? We've got loads of prizes being given by Peccadillo Pictures and TLA Releasing. So when those audience members do ask those ridiculous questions or make those stupid comments that we want them to,
we can throw DVDs
the way that we consume sort of media over the past 5 years has completely changed. Short films has sort of become the idea of a short film has become quite popular again. Pixar do it. I went to see
do it as well.
Well, I went to see Big Hero 6 the other day, and it starts off with a little animation short film.
I hate animated films.
But really. It completely took me by surprise. It was so sweet about this little cat. Have you seen it? Yeah, it's about this little cat that eats all the food, and then sets his master
greedy
up with a woman.
Pig.
Yeah, well, it was a cute little doggy. Was it a cat or a dog? It was a dog. But things like Netflix, nothing has to go. When they commission these things, they don't have to go to the set kind of format that television has. So you can have these TV shows where the episodes are not all the same length, and you can have this different kind of format. And I think the idea of that short films have come back into the fore again.
They're a lot more popular than they used to be.
Peccadillo Pictures has a great series called Boys on Film, and Here Come the Girls, I think the lesbian one is called. And they're like their 11th DVD. And they're a massive success. Mm. And it wouldn't be happening if people weren't interested in the short films anymore.
Somebody just to pass the time, but I
You're listening to National Student Pride Podcast produced by Smoke Radio, and that was Kylie Minogue, I Believe in You. Student Pride is a massive event and it wouldn't be where it is today without the volunteers that give up their invaluable time to help create it. We've caught up with two of the volunteers and asked them why Student Pride is so special.
Okay, hi, I'm Isabel. I go to LSE and do economics and I'm part of Student Pride.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Priya. I go to LSE as well. Part of Student Pride, we do student liaisons together. Basically, we just tell people about Student Pride and try to like spread the word about like it's happening and promote it, like who's coming, you know, who's going to speak and what's the whole idea of Student Pride.
Yeah, we're trying to like engage with people and bring them to like little society meetings and like socials, and so that we all get to know each other, and just so that Student Pride this at the end of this month will be like a huge success, especially because it's our 10th anniversary.
Basically, we're going to be like help running stalls, making sure everyone comes in on time. Bring the VIPs to like their areas, and like just making everyone feel comfortable. And basically, our job is to like make everyone socialise.
And also just to make sure that the running's smooth. Like make sure that every speakers know where they're going. People know where they're going. What events are at what time? Just so that everyone has
just
fun.
Chilling. Just everyone.
Just chilling.
Let's dance.
was Martin Solveig and GTA Intoxicated. You've heard all about what makes student pride and what to expect. But where did it come from and what is it like to organise a national event? We spoke to co-chair Matthew Fowles to help answer these questions.
So obviously our main big day is the Saturday daytime, which opens up at 12:30 and runs till about 5 o'clock. So the main kind of aspects of the Saturday are upstairs at Westminster Marylebone campus. We have the like careers fair, which is over sort of 40-50 stalls from companies all over the UK and international companies as well. Essentially just sort of promoting their brand and their career opportunities. And then sort of the main bit is downstairs on the main stage, which first of all we have the Attitude panel debate, which is chaired by Matthew Todd, who is the editor of Attitude. And we have the guests of Dustin Lance Black, who is the writer of Milk, Dominic, the executive producer for EastEnders. And that main stage will be led by trans activist Paris Lees, and mainly we'll be focusing on sort of film in the media and how it's presented. And they'll have a sort of a smaller talk with Evan Davis, looking at sort of film in the media as well. And then lastly on the main stage, we have something like The Voice, a sort of light version of The Voice taking place, which should be pretty fun. It's a bit more comical and a little bit of fun.
Wait, on that Saturday, what exactly are you going to be doing on that day?
Me, I will probably be running around manic, sort of trying to make sure everything else is running smoothly, making sure everything's kind of going well, manning the other committee members and coordinating the volunteers. It's all pretty much hands on deck. It's all a bit of a crazy day.
Is it very stressful for you?
Yes, it's very stressful. It's always worth it, seeing all the students from across the UK come together. And for a lot of them, it's their first Pride. And it's quite special to see, and because it's not just like you go out and get drunk in the street kind of pride, which obviously is all fun, but it's a lot more political, a little bit more about what's going on in for LGBT people at the moment in the world. So it's stressful, but it's worth it.
Money cannot buy all the love that's here tonight. All the love that's here tonight. Oh.
Eruption. Then all of a sudden it's like spontaneous combustion, and I'm all up in your face yelling, bitch, you can't tell me nothing, cause I came from the bottom, now everybody's watching. I said it was my time, now I'm who everybody's clocking, and I'm just out here sprinting, I'm running right through my vision. I'm trying to outrun my past, but still trying to defeat my limits, cause you only get one moment in this life to be great, and you give it your all despite what it takes, and you never let them kill you. You take everything they give you and throw it right break you, and no, it can't overtake you. Life like a bed of roses, you take the thorns and you make them. Sometimes you have to hurt for the cause to be reached, but one day you'll be stronger than all that you beat, and you can say, I realized I
my position, filled with my opposition. To anybody not different, fighting to stay the same. I got lives in my hands and I'm fighting to make them change. Can't accept responsibility, find somebody to blame. The emotions that I'm harboring about to drive me insane. Tried to say everything, but I ain't had a heart to. Rarely had the heart to do a lot of things I ought to. So now I spit it for people who say they cause listen. Inspire life and not anybody that's forfeiting. Cause it's easy to keep pretending that there's nothing wrong, but it's harder to keep your head up and be fucking strong. So now they telling me go haze, they can't stop you. Heavyweight flow, if they can't lift you, then they can't drop you. The pinnacle, if they can't reach you, then they can't top you. Man, they can't do anything that you're about to.
Angel Hayes featuring Sia with Battle Cry. Now we've talked all about last year's events, but it's time we look forward to what this year holds. On the main stage from 2 till 3 we have Attitude Question Time with Chair Matthew Todd, the editor for Attitude.
Well, as you can see, I've always been worried about body image. I mean, I like food, stuff it.
So I would add this challenge then as well. So if you really want to do something about the body fascism out there, especially in the gay community, then let's do something.
So I think we've got two different things going on here, which is what we say we want and what we actually want. And I think that, you know, we all say that we'd all like to think of ourselves probably as Guardian readers or read the New Yorker or something, but we all go on Mail Online sometimes, don't we, and see how Demi Moore's knees are holding up.
And actually, when we do not put people with their chests out on the cover, you guys don't buy the magazine.
Joining him to discuss LGBT in TV and film will be Dustin Lance Black, the Oscar award-winning screenwriter for Milk, Bethany Black from Channel 4's Cucumber, Banana and Tofu, Dominic Treadwell-Colling, the executive producer for EastEnders and Emmerdale, Bad Girls actress Alicia Ayo. You can expect to hear more heated debates like last time round. From 2 till 3 we have Evan Davis with a hashtag Vote Pride political debate with journalist and author Owen Jones. Expect more like this.
If you put a trans person as your main newsreader, would it be distracting to the audience, do you think? Would that be the most interesting thing about that person? I mean, is that why there is a barrier in the media, do you think, to ordinary roles being filled with trans men and women?
I think that's a really good question, because I think it's really easy as an activist to kind of think, oh, you know, this shouldn't be a problem and you know, this is the way we want things to be. But, you know, we live in the real world as well. And actually, part of the success that I've had is actually recognising the limitations of the structures that I'm trying to kind of, you know, climb.
And to finish up, from 4 till 5, we have Student Pride's version of The Voice, where you can win a show on Gaydio. Full details of all this can be found on the Student Pride website at studentpride.co.uk. The whole event is hosted by trans activist and quirky character Paris Lees. We also have the music stage hosted by Smoke Radio and the LGBT Careers Fair, with employees from Barclays to IBM, as well as our Fate and Fun and Arts Pride. Up next, we'll talk about the events around the Day Festival, but first here is Sam Smith with Like I Can.
He could be a sinner, arch gentleman. He could be a preacher when your soul is down. He could be a lawyer on a witness stand, but I'll never love you like I can. He could be a stranger, you gave a second glance. It could be a trophy of a one-night stand. It could have your humor, but I don't understand, 'cause
never love you like I can. Why are you looking down on the wrong road when mine is the heart and the soul to the soul? There may be lovers who hold out their hands, but they'll never love you like I can. They'll never love you like I can. A chance encounter of circumstance. Maybe he's a mantra. Keep your mind entranced. He could be the silence in this mayhem. But then again, he'll never love you like I can. I love your demons like devils can. If you're self-seeking, an honest man, you stop deceiving, Lord, please.
We don't just have a wonderful day festival for you to come along to, we have the whole weekend for you to enjoy. On the Friday, we have our registration and drinks from 7 p.m. This is where you'll get to meet the Student Pride team as well as intermingle with students across the country. And then from 11 p.m, we'll have the night to enjoy at GAY. On the Saturday evening, we have Queer as Film, which we spoke about earlier, and exclusive drinks from GAY Heaven with the Student Pride wristband. To help with your hangovers, we finish with Hangover Sunday with breakfast from 11 a.m. before a screening of Boy Meets Girl in association with the Iris Prize.
All I wanna get is a little bit closer. All I wanna know is, can you come a little closer? Here comes the breath.
Overhead. It's not just off physical. I'm a top who won't get up, so treat a cold. So let's.
That was Tegan and Sarah with Kosa. And that's it for this National Student Pride podcast produced by Smoke Radio. Don't forget to buy your tickets for the weekend at studentpride.co.uk/tickets. And you can hear the whole thing live on smokeradio.co.uk. I'll see you then.
A tornado flew around my room before you came. Excuse the mess it made, it usually doesn't rain in Southern California, much like Arizona. My eyes don't shed tears, but boy, they pour when I'm thinking about you. Ooh, no, 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 I've been thinking about you. You, no, 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 I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, or do you not think so far? Cause I've been thinking about forever. Ooh. What do you not think so far ahead? Cause I've been thinking about forever. No, I don't like you, I just thought you were cool enough to kick it. Got a beach house I could sell you in Idaho. Since you think I don't love you, I just thought you were cute, that's why I kissed you. Got a fighter jet, I don't get to fly it, though I'm lying down thinking about you. Ooh, no, 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 I've been thinking about you. You, no, 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 I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, do you? Or do you not think so far ahead? Cause I've been thinking about forever. Ooh. Or do you not think so far ahead? Cause I've been thinking about forever. Yes, of course, I remember. How could I forget how you feel? You know, you were my first time, a new feel. It won't ever get old, not in my soul, not in my spirit. Keep it alive. We'll go down this road till it turns from color to black and white. Or do you not think so far ahead? Cause I've been thinking about forever. Ooh. Or do you not think so far ahead? Cause I've been thinking about forever. Ooh.
This is a National Student Pride podcast produced by Smoke Radio.